Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wickman. Hey, we happen to have Jose with us from Cass King. And I tell you what, you have such a big title. But in the end, I think that's what it means is he tries to sneak out in the afternoon and go fishing when everyone else has to work. So tell him what your official title is, Jose, and tell us who you work for.
Well, Brad, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. But my name is Jose Cinco. I am the content marketing manager for Cass King.
Wow, that is a mouthful.
That is. So like, and like you said, so they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I got to go create content.
Yeah. So oh, I like you. I'm starting to like your job more and more. Do you need an assistant?
Well, it'll be an unpaid position.
So I could care less. If we get to go fishing, I go fishing with you. I'd love to.
Absolutely.
And actually, we need to set that up sometime because yes. You're in Oklahoma. Uh-huh. And I'm just over there in Arkansas, just over the border. So
oh,
we'll figure something out.
Too easy.
Fishing reels, but mm-hmm. but tell us what does Cass King have?
So the biggest thing about Cass King is that we have something for everyone. And when I say everyone, I'm talking about not only techniques or species, but yeah. I'm also talking about budget.
But so, tell them rods, reels,
reels, line, accessories. Oh. Uh-huh. We have some of the best industry professionals that are kind of behind that.
Right.
Scott Thomas, who came originally from Pure Fishing, and then we have. Rex Nelson, who is doing our line. So yeah. Rex was with Western Filament.
Yeah.
You know, Tough Line and all that. I actually ran into a guy who was like, I don't want to look at your line. I only use Tough Line XP, which is old, you know, discontinued.
Right.
I was trying to explain to him, if you like Tough Line, you'll like this line. And I actually introduced him to Rex. And then we had Al Norker, who is our rod designer, was our president. Yeah. He retired this year. So we have top industry professionals that are helping out design everything we got at Cass King.
Wow. So that's amazing. Full line. So a lot of times when people think about rods and reels, they think about price points, or, meaning how much they cost. And that's some of the reels now, some companies just have reels that are, golly, they start at $129 and they go up. And it's just not, I mean, if you're trying to get, like, let's say you're a weekend warrior and you want, you know, four rods, you know, doing that, that's a grand. Do you have, like, price point reels for people like that?
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, regardless of your budget, we have a reel for you. So even if you're just a beginner or someone that likes to fish once in a while, it doesn't make sense for you to buy a $150 reel, right? Or if you're just learning to use a bait caster, let's just say.
Right.
You don't want to. We have, whether you have $30, $40, $50, $60, and all the way up, pretty much in $10 increments, we have a reel for you.
Okay.
And that's how I got started with Cass King is getting back into fishing after retiring out of the military. And
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't want to go buy a $200 spinning reel.
Right.
You know? So I looked at it. I was like, $40. I said, how good can it be? And I got it. I was like, I'm sold.
Right.
I love it. That's how
and then you're able to get five of them instead of buy one.
You know, yeah. And so also think of think of how fast I think high school fishing is the fastest growing varsity sport in the nation.
Uh-huh.
So what about those young kids? Do you want to put inside their head where they need a $1,000 crankbait setup? You know what I mean? They need and especially that adds up. And so that's almost to the point where it's like, it's not including everyone. It's making it a dollar sport. And that's not what we want to do. So regardless of your budget, if you want to do it, you know, Cass King has a little bit of everything for everyone.
Right. And let's look at so obviously if you're listening to this on the radio, you can't see it, but if you're watching the show on YouTube, talk about the design of your bait caster.
Of the one that I have in this hand.
Absolutely.
So this is the iReel 2.
Okay.
This is our second iteration of intelligent fishing reels.
Okay.
So this one actually has two microprocessors in it.
Wow.
The microprocessor that is for the braking system.
Right.
So a lot of people say, well, there's already a digital braking reel. You're right. Now, that makes a certain pitch noise. It goes, whee. Because it's a linear design. So it scans it one time, that's one frequency, and goes out. Ours does not make that noise because it's non-linear.
Uh-huh.
It actually, that microprocessor scans the spool up to 600 times a second.
Wow.
So it's making these micro adjustments in milliseconds, making these adjustments to the braking system. Has six different braking modes.
Right.
Default, distance, finesse, skipping and pitching, was it large profile brakes? Yes, all these different settings, and you can actually tweak them as much as you want. Or you can just leave it alone and leave it in default.
Wow.
And the other microprocessor is analytics. So it hooks up to an app on your phone.
Right.
And also can hook up to your smartwatch.
Yeah.
It'll tell you where you're at, fishing conditions.
Wow.
The date, number of casts, casting right. distance, line out, when the line hits the water. And it'll also tell you here's a very important one, your retrieval speed and cadence.
Wow. That'd be great for jerk baits and topwaters.
All of that. So you can go back and be like, well, you know what? I was smashing them yesterday. And now I'm sitting here with my hands in my pocket because I can't catch nothing.
I mean, this thing looks like a Porsche.
That is.
It's
a full magnesium frame, magnesium side plates. It's our flagship showing that what we can do. And then, you know, there's a couple of things in there. That digital DC braking system, that trademark's been about 25 years old. So why hasn't there been any advancements on it? You know, why don't we take it and take it to the next level?
Right.
And also, if you look at the line guide, open.
Oh, wow.
It's open, and then it closes.
Wow.
So when it's closed, it has 2 points of contact on the line, and it's going to spool it very even. And then when it opens, there's almost no resistance. So casting distance and casting speed, or accuracy and distance, is amazing.
Yeah, that's right there. That's where your line guide is that's coming in. So let's talk about more. How about some rods? What if someone was going looking for some rods? Do you how many different models? You probably have a crazy number of models.
We do. We have a ridiculous amount, honestly. Okay. So it can kind of get a little confusing. But again, you know, if you have $50, we have a rod for you.
Right.
If you got $150, we got a rod for you. It just depends on what you want. But even on the affordable side of things, like the even at our $100. Right, so everyone knows Cajun Baby, Cliff Crochet.
Right, yeah.
And we make his rods, the Spirales. So it's an IM7 Toray Carbon Blank, American Tackle Microwave Guides, and it's spiral wrapped.
Wow.
American Tackle Real Seat, and it's $99.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a great price.
That is an insane price.
Yeah.
Especially for that. But yeah, even the rods that James Elam uses, Brent Chapman uses, those are only between maybe $120 to $140.
Wow. That's a good price point for a good rod.
For a good rod.
Quality rod.
Our flagship.
And components.
The components. Our flagship is, like I said, it's under $150.
Yeah.
That's an IM9 blank with a nano resin, Fuji guides, Fuji real seat. And that's like $139-ish.
Well, we've talked enough about stuff like that. Let's talk about fishing. What's the biggest bass you've ever caught? And where did you catch it at? And let's just say this is a lie detector, and so it knows if you're lying. So we'll make sure that I'll check the screen to make sure that you're telling the truth.
Maybe see if the needle jumps or not. No, but an 8.8 is my PB.
8.8? Where at?
It was on a farm pond. Look, I'm not going to sit here and lie and tell you that it was public water. No, it was a farm pond out in southeast Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
I just threw a wacky rig Senko, and then all of a sudden, I was on the fight of my life. Believe me, I'm trying. I know there's plenty of double digits out there.
Right.
But I'm trying, but you know how it is. You get into the fishing industry, I don't think you have much time to fish. That's what I tell people.
Well, I do have time to fish, and I take time to fish, and I'm not embarrassed about it. That's why I say you come over, I'll take you fishing.
Yeah, I want to go. We have to call it content. I'm creating content.
Yes, it will be definitely creating content. Some we won't be able to use and some we'll be able to use. What's your favorite place to fish? You know, tell them a little bit about your background, because you used to go and create content. So before you became what you're doing now, you used to go make content on the water.
Absolutely. So, of course, you know, the typical story you hear of people growing up fishing. Yes, I grew up with the Snoopy rod.
Yeah.
You know, that was my first ever combo. So I always went to fish. Now, after my father passed away, I actually did not pick up a fishing rod for probably 11 years.
Really?
I just had a lot of things going on. And then when I retired out of the Army, we moved back to Oklahoma.
Right.
So we moved back to Oklahoma, and obviously there's tons of places to fish.
Oh, yeah. They
love fishing. And my son really, my oldest, was getting back into it really heavy. And so I was like, all right, son, let's go. And he's the one that said, Dad, why don't you start an Instagram? And I said, son, that sounds stupid. Because this was like 2016, 17 when, of course, things were really exploding. And I did. I started an Instagram. Started back then, you just a few pictures here or there, maybe like a 15-second video. And it started to do decent. I reached out to Cass King. I said, hey, you know, I see you guys have a brand ambassador program. I'd like to be on it.
Right.
So they said, yeah, absolutely. Then they come to find out because of my background and leadership experience. They said, well, manage the brand ambassadors. I said, okay. The job that I had, I was a federal oil field inspector with the Bureau of Land Management.
Uh-huh.
I left that job because I had a lot of spiritual, physical, mental healing kind of deal.
Right.
Yeah. Cass King said, what are you doing? You're retired? I said, yeah, I'm retired. I'm sitting on my butt at home.
Wow.
And they said, absolutely not. You're coming to work
for us.
That's
great.
So, yeah, to go from being in the military to making videos on Instagram to all of a sudden now I'm in the industry, meeting great individuals like yourself, you know, being on shows like this. Yeah, it's been an absolute blessing to actually be here. And so when people are like, well, how do I do it? I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a plan for you. I don't know how I even got here.
So you're involved with a lot of the young anglers that are coming up, right?
The youth anglers, uh-huh. Actually, you know, I spoke at a seminar kind of teaching them on how to build your brand, how to approach companies, because I get to see it from both angles as a creator and as a marketing professional. I get to see it from both angles. And so that's always information I don't ever want to hold on to. I want to give the youth like, hey, if you really want to work with a company, this is what you need to do.
Let's spew some info out right now.
Oh, right.
So if you could give the top three things that young high school anglers should do or work on, what would be the top three that you would think that is important that they should learn or what they should do?
Three B's.
Three B's. All right. I like B's. Brand. Yeah. All right.
Build your brand.
Okay.
Build bridges.
Okay.
Then worry about building your bank account.
Okay. Great.
So your brand is more important than working with any brand. Sometimes people automatically want to go, boom, here, I'm going to jump here. I want to work with that company. Worry about building yourself, building your social media presence, building your when I say your brand, so if somebody says your name or knows you, like, oh, yeah, that's a great guy. Yeah, working with that. Because think about it. I know you've seen it over for a while. Companies come and go.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, if you're with this big company and that company just dumps you, if you don't have your brand, if you don't have something to bounce back on.
Right.
I mean, you're cooked.
Yeah.
So building bridges, the way you connect with people, the way you interact with people in the industry, while the fishing industry is big, is really not. You're
one person away
from knowing anyone. So you burn a couple bridges, it comes full circle, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
That's right.
Even when you're at a point where it's like, I know what you are and what you're capable of, but we just don't want to deal with you.
Right.
And that, so that happens real fast. And then your bank account, like, yeah, you know, sometimes people are so rushed, hey, I need $5,000. Well, so do I. You know,
right.
And it's just being honest the way what the industry is, you know, unless you're at the top level of being a creator or you're fishing at the top levels, you know, companies aren't going to throw money at you anymore. It's not like that.
So you were an influencer. Mm-hmm. I just thought about this. You were an influencer. What does it take to be a good influencer? Because there's probably ones that you see and you're like, boy, I wish they'd be great if they did this. But they do that. You know, what are mistakes that influence? Because I'd like to be an influencer. So I'm your audience right now. Tell us.
So we talked about BBB. I'm going to throw some more letters at you. Uh-huh. That's QVCA. Q is quality.
All right.
Good audio.
Right.
Good visual. You know, good lighting, quality video. So V, value. I think this is where a lot of people mess up. Value. What am I going to gain out of consuming your content? Am I learning something? Is it funny? Is it entertaining? Is it something I've never seen before? You know, sometimes people just, hi, I caught a fish. And even if it's a 10-pounder. It's like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, what am I going to gain out of consuming that content?
Okay.
So you need to dial in. Are you going to be funny? Are you going to be entertaining? Are you going to be, are you teaching? You know, a lot of that stuff. Like, what am I gaining out of consuming your content? C, consistency. A lot of guys do great, but then they just like fall off the face of the earth for like a couple months.
Right.
And then they come back and say, oh, so I'll start posting again. Look, you got to love the process. You have to be consistently posting.
Okay. So,
and then the final letter A is to be authentic.
Right.
Like I didn't start really catapulting on Instagram until I started to be authentic.
Right.
And whether might get some people mad, or I might rub people the wrong way. That doesn't matter. Like, I'm being authentic. This is myself. And right. Some people are like, oh, you're always like this. I'm like, well, I'm actually worse in person. But there's a lot of things I can't say on Instagram. But
right.
When I say things and I make jokes about stuff, I'm like, that's who I am.
Right.
Yeah, and you can't please everyone. I can't give you a strategic path to success, but I can give you one for failure. And that's try to please everyone.
Right. Oh, my gosh. What great information. You are definitely going to be asked to come back and do another show. And just so you can talk about all this, you know, maybe go in more detail and we go fishing and then maybe we can have like a fish off or some sort of contest.
That'd be awesome.
And people, we'll put on some social media thing and we'll hold them until they can see that. But what great information. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures happens to have a complete line of hard and soft baits. Anything that you're trying to catch, even a big old bass like he caught that was 8 pounds, 8 pounds plus, I'm sorry. You can catch it on Pico Lures if you're using them. Check them out at picolures.com. Tell us if they want to find out more about reels that are like this or you know, the rods. Where would they go?
So the beauty of Cast King is that we got it all covered. We're the number one fishing company on Amazon. So a lot of people have Amazon Prime. You can go there.
All right.
You can go to the website, castking.com. We got plenty of stuff in stock going on there. If you do go there, use my code, JoseKK10.
Look at you. Got a code.
And you could also, we're making a big splash into retail. So hopefully we'll be at a retailer, you know, close to you. And if you do have a local tackle shop and they want to try it, our distribution's through Big Rock or Pittman Creek. So, through retail and everything.
All right. Sounds good. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.